Earth and Sky.
The demand, the form of housing demanded in the future is going to be a little bit more dense and a little bit more with an eye on affordability.
You're listening to former Housing Secretary Henry Cisneros, now chair of the investment firm CityView. And I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science. I spoke with Cisneros while he visited Austin, Texas in 2008 for a conference of the Congress for the New Urbanism. Cisneros spoke with me about the future of housing and more. Here's Henry Cisneros.
Welcome to Earth and Sky.
Thank you very much.
What brings you down here? Why are you at the Congress of New Urbanism?
Well, I guess the first reason I'm here is because I have tremendous respect for this theory of architecture, this school of design thinking, this movement. And I was fortunate when I was Secretary of Housing to sign the New Urban Charter, the first charter that sort of defined the principles.
That's what I was hoping you might be able to tell us a little bit more about. New urbanism. Tell us, how does this all work?
Well, the new urbanism is a lot of things to a lot of people. But fundamentally, it is a concept that says we should build at a smaller scale, emphasizing the sociability, the interconnectedness of homes into neighborhoods, into larger communities, and then step up to the city and regional scale in a way that makes sense. It isn't in and of itself about affordability, because a lot of new urbanist neighborhoods are more expensive, and until recently hasn't been about green, although those concepts are very compatible. Green materials, less intrusive into the environment, a sense of fitting into a sustainable community and urban plan. So it does come together well. But fundamentally, it's about leaving the kind of postmodernist architectural themes of scale and minimalism and almost kind of inhuman designs for more traditional concepts of how a home fits on a block and how it fits against the sidewalk and the street and how it interfaces with other homes and how neighborhoods are created. And they're wonderful ideas that have to do with, you know, kind of notions of identity and individuality. I mean, what it means is front porches, backyards, green space, sidewalks at work, communities that are oriented more toward people walking as opposed to driving, with amenities like small parks and centered on community buildings like schools and civic centers and commercial, and then how that integrates into the larger sphere of a network of parks and public amenities and arterial streets and so forth. So it's very practical.
I'd like to hear a little bit more about your vision of what the neighborhood of the future might look like. What are some of the things that you would like to bring to fruition?
Well, for me, one of the principal concepts, the thing that motivates me in my work, is the sense of mixed income. To me, of all the things that are on the table, and there are many important ones like mixed uses, commercial and residential, and green development and sustainable development, and a lot of other things, to me, you know, beautiful designs, to me, the motivating force in my work is to try to create housing as the vehicle by which people can aspire to advancing in society, moving to the middle class, raising their children safely, having the platform where their children can improve their lives and go to school, etc. That, to me, is what we ought to try to be trying to do here. And housing is much more than a physical good in that respect. It's the, done correctly, you know, it's the way in which we advance people. So that argues for a mix of housing types within a community. It argues for affordability so that people who are first-time home buyers can get into it, you know, entry-level buyers, and they can sustain their livelihood there and advance. And it argues for a integration across racial and ethnic and income groups in our society. And those, to me, are the principles that I like about the new urbanism. You know, they may not be everybody's new urbanist principles, but they're the ones that I like.
Now, some of the concerns that have been voiced to Earth and Sky are what about the suburbs? Are the thinkers here, yourself included, what do you have in mind for, what would you like to tell the people who live in the suburbs in talking about this vision that you've described to us?
Well, you know, it certainly is not my place, and I hope not any of the new urbanists, to try to tell other people how to live. But I think it is to offer up new options that make sense for the society. They're more central, therefore they impact the environment less, with people having to travel distances. They are more mixed so that the whole society can afford to live. They use the existing infrastructure and public expenditures and investments wisely, like taking advantage of the fact that we already have roads and schools and utilities and parks in place. So let's use them instead of creating the need to go way out into the suburbs and create them again 20 miles away. So I think those options are important to create at a time when there are centripetal forces bringing people back into the cities. There are forces like gas prices and like long commutes and like baby boomers wanting to come in after their children go to college and like immigrants who are populating inner neighborhoods and like entrepreneurial city governments that are opening up land and opportunities and like an economy that is more city friendly, because unlike the old manufacturing economy, it doesn't have a residue of toxics. It instead is adapted historical properties, and it's, you know, new media and higher education and healthcare. That's our new economy. So a lot of things bringing people in, and we just need to provide the options for those that want to exercise those options. Now, at the same time, we want to recognize that the flight to the suburbs is costly. It's costly to the individuals, but it's costly to the society as well. We have to build all those massive roadways and freeways and the sewer system and the water capability and all of that. So in due course, I think we want the building industry to recognize that the demand, the form of housing demanded in the future, is going to be a little bit more dense and a little bit more with an eye on affordability. And the large lot, single family, detached suburban house is probably not going to be, you know, the premier desirable form of housing.
That was Henry Cisneros, chair of the investment firm CityView, talking about new urbanism. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar, and you're listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.